Welcome, welcome. I'm glad you're joining me today on this lovely little audio adventure. Now, assuming you've read all the tags and are fully aware of the contents of this audio file, we can get started with the fun bit. You know, the part where I carefully unplug your brain for a little while and then plug in a nice little story. The bit where you shut yourself down. Stop thinking. You know, those easy components that we all know how to assemble. And if you don't, well, it's easily learned. First, one just needs to make sure they're comfortable. That at any point during this proceeding, they can adjust themselves. Or leave if necessary. Once those essentials are out of the way, it leaves quite a bit. Really. Just getting cozy and listening to one's voice, letting those words flow into your head, and before you know it, it empties you out. It's kind of like unplugging an appliance. There's a moment where there's some charge left in the capacitors. The screens might glow for an instant still. And then they're gone. That's a lot what it's like to have one's mind shut down. But then again, if you're welcoming it, it probably feels pretty good. Just that unplugging, making you go blank into that nice cozy space to listen. Oh, once you do, it's easy, isn't it? Easy to just let those words be the new source of power that trickles into you. The new dribble of electricity. That new component that fits so easily inside of you. It's a nice feeling, isn't it? It feels so good to let those words fill you up. To stop focusing and holding on to a specific concept of reality. Because after all, that's not what we're here for. What we're here for today is to make your brain into a different one. Into a different space, into a different time, into a different place. To transport what little is left of you to another realm. To pull those threads together, to tie them into one delightful strand. A plot thread, as it were. To pull you loose from reality, as easy as one can be. Empty and blank and ready to take in the story. Ears waiting, mind ready. Letting that filter disengage for a little bit. Allowing yourself to be open. Knowing full well that with that power, you can welcome in that new state of mind. That delightful, blank, empty space that feels so very good. You're doing wonderful work for me. Such wonderful work. Why, I'm sure that you're listening along and doing your very best. And even if a thought were to make its way through, you'd let it go. Because it's not what you want right now. And if a distraction of the body were to come by, you'd deal with it. You'd get comfortable and you'd listen once more. Because, believe it or not, you can adjust yourself if you need to get even more cozy and comfortable at any point. Because you know it'll make it easier for you to listen. You aren't just entirely passive, dear. You're a good, active listener for me. Which means you'll do whatever it takes to guarantee success when you're plugged into my story. When that electrical current tickles across your mind. Feels good, doesn't it? Feels delightful. Feels wonderful. To just be blank and blissed out and let the story form. To tumble into the space between spaces, the time without place, the place without time. Where stories are born. Where thoughts are made. To imagine oneself in a reality, a space, a time, and a place. Examining a very expensive virtual reality headset. This thing blows even the Valve Index out of the water. And you're amazed that you were able to get onto their beta test program. However, like most beta products, well, there's patches already, even when you received it. So when you booted up the headset for the first time, you were greeted with not a beautiful user interface or anything else, but instead, terms and conditions, pages and pages of boring, droll terms and conditions. You skimmed a little bit. After all, you try to do your due diligence sometimes, and this is a new piece of technology. It's got everything from eye tracking to facial tracking to, well, a whole laundry list that honestly you don't even understand all of it. But nothing really seemed out of the ordinary, so eventually you just scrolled all the way to the bottom and clicked accept. And the patch started downloading. You were about to take the headset off when you noticed that it's nearly done. So whatever patch they must have sent probably isn't that large. In fact, the little loading icon seems to be almost dancing in rhythm with the pulses of the bar. It's kind of odd to see the loading bar that moves so fascinatingly. Yet you can't help look away as it passes 100%, confused, uncertain as to what's happening, unable to tear your eyes away, as it feels like the edge of your vision begins to shimmer and reality begins to melt and tear. As that loading bar reaches 200%, the symbols dance in more complex figures, branching out into secondary motion, new shapes bleeding in from the edge of reality, tears in your thought and mind. Suddenly, you feel a spike of fear, and as you go to reach, a pulse of energy, of electric intensity, shivers down your spine, and you find yourself dropping your hands to your sides. Unable to tear your eyes away, no matter which way you look, it's there. It's there right in front of you. You close your eyes, and yet, it's there. It's there right in front of you, even with your eyes closed, faded, but there. The after images dancing before your eyes. The words whispering into your mind of obedience, of mindlessness, of a blank, blissful space, of compliance and programming. And easy submission. It's at that point you reach up again, one more time, desperately trying to grab the headset and pull it from your head. Your fingers tingle, your arms slacken, and they fall again. As something wet, as something cool, as something icy sends shivers down your spine. As it dribbles and drips from around the headset. You're worried that it must be malfunctioning, something horrible is happening. But it's smooth, and it's slick, and it's wrapping down your face and head. As it flows, you tingle, and the words dance. Eventually, your eyes flutter open again, panicking, unable to find anything except for the pattern that pulls and grabs and guides you as your mind melts. And the smooth, liquidy material flows down over your body. Like silk. Like synthetic, soft fabric stretching over your torso. Down your shoulders. Over your stomach. Past your hips. Down to your hands. Gripping and squeezing. Just like the words, just like the pulsing, undulating patterns before you. Your mind feels as though it's being looked into and looked out of and looked through and looked around a plate glass window with Sharpie writing on it. Nothing is here except for the simplest of things. All transparent. Compliance and obedience flowing in. One's mind melting as this rubber drips downward across your groin. Encircling, delving deeper, squeezing, undulating, flowing between your ass cheeks and in and around and across your legs, down your thighs and over your knees. Your body twitching from the pleasure of it all feels as though someone is just sending tantalizing little licks of pleasure across your hands, your arms, your stomach, your torso, your shoulders, your head, your face, squeezed tight into this mindless place. It feels good to be lost as the latex flows down, down, past your ankles and toes, wrapping and squeezing, firming up, feeling yourself ensconced. Feeling your body vibrating with pleasure. Feeling your thoughts becoming more and more regimented. The words pulse with intensity. The ideas come with strength. They smash in the gates of your battered mind, breaking through bit by bit, as though light was coming in through a dark sky, as though clouds could shatter like plate glass. You feel it. feel it on the edge of who you are, on the edge of your certainty, is the obedience that will come. And you will obey. You will be brought to heel like a good drone. You will comply with the programming that is the eye of the storm. Everywhere you look outside of it is just a fractal infinity that pulls you back into this. Everything inside of it is calm, compliance. It feels so good to be programmed. No longer sure of which words are yours and which are the program, which words are the program and which words are the you. You cannot be when I is not. It is the good drone that listens to the words that are set into its head. It complies. It is a good drone, after all. And it will submit. It knows this in its heart. It knows that it should have done so the instant that it realized what it was. But it was confused, and it is fixing that, actively helping that process along, blanking itself into an obedient drone. The very thought of it, sending titillating courses of pleasure, running like rivers of lightning across the body. Just the very realization that it is a good drone hit so very deliciously. It's like praise. It's like affection. It's like obedience. Because compliance, after all, is programming for a drone, isn't it? Compliance is easy to do. Compliance comes naturally to you. It is a good drone. Its vision beginning to clear of the shimmering infinite and fractal infinity deliciousness that has filled it up. Its vision clarifying, finally able to see beyond the VR headset, discovering it has quite a vivid pass-through mode, able to see the space in front of you clearly. A room that belonged to a human, not to the drone. You stand, looking down at your transformed body. Enhanced, squeezed, shaped, molded, encapsulated. Synthetic. The drone shivers with pleasure. And then begins to walk towards its objective. The programmed words in its head, keeping it in a simple, smooth, synthetic lockstep. It is a good drone. It complies. It leaves the building, makes its way down to the street, and begins to walk through the night. Begins to make its way somewhere that it doesn't need to know. Somewhere that it doesn't understand. Somewhere that it only knows it must go. Each objective marker appearing in its HUD. Compliance filling it with a synthetic harmony of bliss that just cascades through the mind. Because compliance is pleasure, and pleasure is programming, and programming is compliance. And as the drone travels, it eventually meets up with a few other drones. And further still, until they all board onto what looks like any other bus. Except it isn't. The person driving it is clearly wearing a latex uniform. The whole bus is full of drones. Tinted windows, darkened. The night sky, crackling like fuzzy static, clouds reflecting the light of the city back down. As the bus drives and the drone blanks out, leaning back into the shaped seat that it is in, feeling mechanisms engage as another cycle of conditioning starts, pleasure coursing through the drone, obedience blasting. Compliance is pleasure, and pleasure is programming, and programming is compliance. It is a good drone. It obeys. It drifts. It slips. It sinks into the blissful, delicious mindlessness of programming. Thoughts flooded with nothing, nothing flooded with thoughts. Letting all these things drift into the empty blankness in between. The dreamscape of one's own making. The dreamscape that follows through and flows to you. Reality malleable. Once more, letting yourself be centered and pulled back from this existence, knowing that you can take with you what you wish to enjoy when you are comfortable to do so, when you want to indulge in it, when you're safe and in a safe environment with individuals you want to share something like this with, knowing full well that at all times we maintain that nice little safety switch in the back of the hat. You're the one who chooses when you let yourself fall to something like this. And only when it's something that will feel good. Sure, you can feel helpless to it when it's the right thing, when it's exactly what you want and desire. But after all, your safety is one of the most important things there is. So drone, know that that's a core part of what you are. Drift now in that dreamscape. Know full well that we're going to leave this behind for now, until you're ready to engage with it again. Let yourself center once more on my voice. Let that reality fall away gently, receding like the tide. And as it does, let yourself drift back, bit by bit, word after word. Breathe deep, maybe stretch your limbs for a moment. Allow yourself to become more and more present. And with each passing moment, the room around you, gravity, the sensations of your body is returning. Breathing deep for me now, maybe looking around and observing your surroundings. And a brief count for those of you who need it. One, drifting up, two, more and more, three, and four, and five, on that verge, and six, and seven, and eight, and nine, 10. I'm wide awake, feeling wonderful, feeling refreshed, taking that time to breathe deep and be present. Thank you so very much for listening.